Also, we must be in the way of the guy now.
Yes, but you have to give them credit. They did fight until the end, and we had a poor defensive performance from the first to the last minute today. We never felt comfortable, and somewhere we got punished a bit of because of bad luck, because the first goal was offside, clearly. And but defensively, our performance was not good enough to do it. And secondly, I think a 3-0 before job was done. And it was a combination of switching off and fatigue as well. You could see we couldn't win the challenges anymore. We finished stronger and sharper, and we got punished. It's very, very disappointing, but overall in the two games you get 4 points. I think we are well paid for our two performances.
What do you put the defensive problems down to at the moment? Because you look a bit inconsistent defensively.
I think when we lost Arteta, we lost big today because he was one of the few who defended well, and that didn't help. And apart from that, maybe we underestimated subconsciously Anderlecht and got punished. But Champions League, you need to be at the mental level or you get punished, and certainly we are not.
Have you reminded your players that that's unacceptable, particularly given the fright they gave you 2 weeks ago? This is a good team.
Look, what I say in the dressing room stays in the dressing room.
Mr. Wenger, you can underestimate an opponent once, but you cannot underestimate an opponent twice.
You can, I know people in life are underestimated 100 times. I just think it can happen again, because before 3-0 up, I don't know if you have played football, after 60 minutes 3-0 up, subconsciously you can think that the game is won.
But in advance, you told every player that Anderlecht was not to be underestimated.
No, I think Anderlecht is a good team, you know, and maybe we'll see in 4 or 5 years that this team was full of good players, and they're much better maybe than everybody thinks they are. But for me, even in the first half, we had 3-4 good chances. I were a bit lucky, but overall, they are a good side.
Which player of Anderlecht made the best impression?
Plenty. He played well, yes, but he was not the only one.
Arsene, can I ask about the performances of Alexis Sanchez, particularly in the first half, with his influence and his involvement in the goals?
He was one of the few, one of the very few who was at his level. And if he was involved in the 3 goals, you know, and was one of the 2-3 players who were at that level.
Isn't it frustrating, Arsene, that you're going to get a player like Sanchez's quality and he's walking off frustrated, a 3-0 lead? He's seeing these kind of games repeating. Is he looking around thinking...
Look, it's the first time we're a 3-0 lead and we give it away, you know.
Where you've let lead slip, and is he the kind of player who's going to turn around and say, I need the guys to step up as well?
Look, we need everybody to step up. I think what you want everybody is to perform at his best. And I believe overall, defensively as a performance, across the pitch, we were very, very poor tonight.
Do you seek to strengthen in January in that department?
Look, honestly, it's not the worry tonight. I think... we just came out of 2 clean sheets and maybe thought we have job done, you know, a 3-0. And its target is to come back to Swansea with another defensive performance. I believe as well the luck we have is that for the qualification, maybe we have still a good chance for winning the group. Because if we had lost tonight, what could have happened as well? Would we be in a very bad situation for the qualification, but for the group, for winning the group tonight, you can say that's nearly impossible now.
But this result didn't come out of nowhere. I mean, you can see the six at Manchester City, six at Chelsea, and five at Liverpool last season.
Yeah, you speak of history. We speak of tonight.
It's less than 6 months ago.
Yeah, but it was a different season and a different team. And last season we made 79 points. And I don't see what it has to do with tonight.
Well, it's just another porous defensive performance.
It is a poor defensive performance tonight, yes.
How is Arteta?
Arteta has done a hamstring.
A few weeks.
I don't know what is wrong, for how long he will be out.
Awesome. I know you lost Arteta, but do you feel that you were too open in the last half an hour, really going for more goals?
I think we dropped off too much and didn't go into the challenges anymore. When you are always open, we stopped from winning the challenges and then dropped off. After you're always open, you know, we didn't stop the crosses, we didn't stop the long balls. And I don't especially think that if you look at that we were outnumbered, for example. In the first half it happened, in the second half it was bad defending more than being outnumbered.